When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Was Roy Firestone from Jerry Maguire?
I don't remember.
Well, I think Roy Firestone used to be at ESPN.
Right. That's a real person.
That's a real person. Yes. Now, who's the guy that works with the Lions?
Siegfried.
Wasn't it Siegfried and Roy Firestone?
No.
But it was, in fact, Roy.
Yeah, they were German magicians.
What do you mean magicians? They were not magicians.
That's what I'm telling you.
They were not magicians.
Is this German?
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Serious question, is Roy Firestone still with us?
Roy Firestone is still alive, yes. He's not part of the Magic / Tiger Act, though.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh my God! Even in re-listening to that, that was very funny.
You never know.
You never know where it's going to go.
Never.
I mean, we didn't know who Roy Firestone was. Now we're talking Siegfried and Roy.
Well, hold on. I did. I said Jerry Maguire.
Yes, you did. And then it kind of dawned on me, kind of who he was. Then we're talking about, I mean, tigers,
yeah, attacks,
mauling by attacks, and it went.
It's great stuff.
All over the place.
Magicians.
I can't believe
it's great stuff.
I can't believe you were reading something that said that Siegfried and Roy were magicians.
Look it up.
Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, just Google that.
If you do, it does come up with the Wikipedia.
Right.
We're a duo of German-American magicians.
See?
But they were not a magician. Yeah. Well, how are they magicians?
I don't know.
Siegfried and Roy.
Right, look at it.
We're a duo of German-American magicians and entertainers.
Right.
Best known for... What did they do? Make the white lines disappear?
Let's find out what... The lions made his face disappear.
Oh, no.
It's bad. Do you ever see it?
No.
Oof.
Siegfried Fischbacher.
Yeah.
Oh, he lived a long, fruitful life, though.
And Roy Horn.
They were the highest paid magicians Vegas ever had. Apparently.
They were not magicians!
they're labeled as magicians.
No, they're
article.
Not magicians.
It's a magic act.
What was the magic?
That they could tame the tigers.
Well, honestly,
they could float. They could float in the air, apparently.
Yeah.
That's
they
one
floated
of their
the tigers?
No.
No,
the
they could.
They could float them? They levitated?
Yes.
Clearly.
Yes. Wow. No, because there's Chris Angel guy. You ever see him?
Yeah, I see
he's
him.
A magician.
Yeah, so
David Blaine,
right?
He's a magician.
Uh-huh. There's more than one magician in Vegas.
No, I get that. But the fact that this is the issue with Vegas, that they're paying Siegfried and Roy, who are no longer with us,
they also did make the tigers fly, apparently.
Yeah, David Copperfield.
Flaming disco balls and made elephants vanish into thin air.
How could you make an elephant vanish?
That's the magic.
You know what freaks me out when they cut your legs off? You know
yes.
that box?
How do they do know that? How that stuff works. Yeah, I know. I always wonder that stuff. How about the people that change? You ever see that? Like when they change America's
Got Talent?
They're
not the same person they come out as?
No, when they get their clothes just all of a sudden keep changing?
No. Your guy, Dave, David Lee Roth,
yeah.
gave them goats.
Goats?
Goat as like a gift?
He gifted them goats.
I thought I had a goat in my backyard not too long ago. But it was the albino deer, remember?
Yeah, I do.
I thought it was a goat.
Absolutely do. Who do you think of the four of us would be the best
if you
magician?
You.
No.
Yep.
I don't think so.
I think you'd be dedicated.
You kind of look
craft,
like a magician.
Would be you.
How do I look like a magician?
You have a magician-y look.
You think so?
Yeah.
I really think you could do it.
Get you a wand.
A wand. And a rabbit.
Nah. Yeah.
So you have to have a rabbit.
No, you don't have to have a rabbit.
Then you make the rabbit disappear.
No.
Now, whoop, you're a magician.
Could you imagine Dave?
Oh, Dave would absolutely kill
him. And there goes the rabbit. And then it pops out.
The rabbit is dead.
What happens if I actually like cut someone right at the midsection? Like, you really cut me?
Like when someone swears, they'd be like, oh God. Oh no.
Something has gone terribly wrong. Call the paramedics.
You'd be the magician who'd make them sign a waiver before you cut them in half.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be liable.
Well, here's the problem though. They'd be lying there. Innards just bleeding.
Like,
and
pouring from their
Braveheart.
You instantaneously... I mean, you sign the waiver.
Steve Waiver. You just showed this is the waiver.
Okay, we're going to need you to stand over there, put that apple on your head. I'm going to shoot the apple
right off. What am I, Annie Oakley now?
Oh, no.
Listen, I know this is not looking good for you, but you did sign the waiver.
Oh, God. Had you not signed this, this probably wouldn't have happened. This portion of the show.
Dave drops the saw and just runs off.
Ipso facto, this is your fault.
No, but I would be like a card magician. Like, I'll turn an eight of clubs into a three of hearts. How do you do that? I don't know.
You wouldn't do anything with the Tigers, though?
Cards start falling out of your pockets.
You've long been a card magician. 6-4. Hit me.
That's right. I know exactly the way to play blackjack properly.
Hey, you should bring the Tigers into the magic act, though. You can't see Dave screaming this
on stage. Who's the cat now?
In theory, though, if you could, I mean, if you did have the ability to float and levitate, once the Tiger attacked, wouldn't you float away?
You float right up into the air. Right. However high the Tiger can get, you go a little higher.
Yes. Right. Time to float.
Right. Get in the float.
Yeah, you think?
Let's go. Human float. Let's go. Come on, Siegfried. Okay, Roy, here I am. Now you're levitating above the Tigers. Now you're taunting the Tiger. Ah-ha-ha. You can't get us.
I don't know if a Micah White...
The German...
Why your characters have accents?
RJ, do you know where he is? RJ, he's on the floor.
He's on the floor.
I'm not exaggerating. This is not like a bit for radio. He's lying on the
He's not gonna make it.
He's on the floor.
Levitate him,
Did
Dave.
You say out my back.
He said out my back. Levitate him, Dave. Use your abilities.
No, I'm not a magician. I haven't learned that.
He didn't sign a waiver.
Make him levitate.
He doesn't sign a waiver. I will not go near him until he agrees that nothing will happen negatively. All right. This show is out of control. This portion of the show, he can't get up. He's like that old woman. Driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm back.
You were lying on the floor.
Yeah, well, because I got a back thing going on. You can't make me laugh like that.
Sorry.
Man.
I'll be very serious. Nick sucked last night. I mean, you can't allow the Heat to shoot 57% from three-point range.
No.
It was awful.
And what makes it worse is on the heels of the Minnesota game.
Right.
We gave up 140. It's not the scoring right now that's the problem.
No, well, clearly not. It's the defense.
And
last night's defense wouldn't have been nearly as awful if you didn't lose the game on Monday to Minnesota the way you lost it. That was a terrible loss.
Because we're at a point now of the season where, I mean, you're trying to get to the four spot, at the very least solidify the five, and you can't afford to lose games that you should win. Because this last night was not a game that you should, by definition, win.
No. I think they were underdog going into that game last night.
So, defense wasn't good. But it wasn't the expectation that you were just going to stroll into Miami and win.
Last night's loss, I don't want people to call and start freaking out 800-919-3776 and just, how could you say this? Last night's loss does not bother me all that much. What bothers me is on the heels of what was an awful performance, and it's the same problem now. At what point does it become a real issue where you do not stop anybody defensively? Because Miami can't score.
No, they haven't. I mean, they're last in the NBA, points per game, 109. And you gave up 127. And I think they're, I want to say, 28th in three-point percentage. And they shot 57%.
Right. So all that is, it has to be a little bit concerning, right?
The concerning thing was the same thing over and over again.
And against Minnesota, I mean, you didn't play defense at all. And then you followed up with the game where you figure, all right, you had a bad defensive performance. The next game out, you'll be better, because that's kind of the tendency in sports. Whatever's bad will be remedied a little bit in the next game. And it was just as bad.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was just as
well.
Bad.
It wasn't as bad as Minnesota. It was very bad.
Torian Prince went wild against Minnesota, and they didn't have their two best players. That's why Minnesota was the worst, is because they didn't have their two best players, and you gave up 140. But Jimmy Butler's a good player, man. He had a good night, and Tyler Hero is a good player. But it's just, it's not the loss. It's the fact that it's the same thing you saw against Minnesota, and it's something that is supposed to be one of the things that you can rely on as a Knicks fan, is that they're going to play good, solid, hard defense. And last night was not good defense by any stretch.
No, it was actually dreadful defense.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could tell Tibbs to his frustration after the game. Like, it's got to be something that's fixed. And Orlando was no pushover. They're a young, talented team.
And
so don't just walk in thinking you're going to just show up and win.
You can't do that. You need to find a way to win this game. Because I'll tell you what, I'm not freaking out today, I don't think at all. If they lose tonight, I'll be very upset tomorrow. Very upset.
You should be.
You can't lose that game to Orlando.
You win tomorrow, and then you show up on Monday, you beat Houston.
Right, and now you're back on track, fine. And you lock into that 5 seed. Because the last thing you can have happen is you fall to 6. Yeah. Now it's either Philadelphia or Boston in a best of 7. You don't want any part of that.
No, because we've already got ourselves. I'm already mentally prepared to play Cleveland. I already get myself worked up to play Cleveland in the first round.
It should be Cleveland. People ask us all the time, what would be disappointing? That if you don't wind up as the 5 seed,
that would be
tremendously disappointing. I'll tell you what. People say all the time, what would a failure be? What would be a failure? If you fall to 6 and lose in 6 games to Boston and Philadelphia, from where you were to where you would end up, that would be a failure.
Yeah, because you missed an opportunity.
Yeah, a golden opportunity.
Because you have a real chance. I mean, do they beat Cleveland in the first round? I don't know. Does Donovan Mitchell go crazy? I don't know. But, I mean, as far as what matchup gives you the best chance to win a playoff series? That one.
Oh, and you're right there. Close.
Yeah, right. And you're sitting right there.
Okay, let me ask you right now. Do the Knicks beat Philadelphia?
Probably not.
Do the Knicks beat Boston?
Probably not.
Do the Knicks beat Cleveland?
No. Cleveland? Yeah. I thought you were going to go Milwaukee.
No.
I think they have a chance to beat Cleveland.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take amazing analysis to realize Boston and Philadelphia are much better than Cleveland. Much better.
Right, but I also recognize, too, this portion of the season where you're going to start playing, like when you're playing a team like Miami that is trying to get to that 5 spot, like trying to get to that 6 spot to stay out of this playing tournament, there'll be a level of desperation, which you're going to see. This is the kind of desperation atmosphere you're going to see in the postseason. So you want to be able to rise to that challenge. Make sure, like, you can't limp into the playoffs where you're trying to figure your defense out.
No.
Like, that's got to be right where it needs to be.
It doesn't matter who you play, because Cleveland can score.
No, it won't matter at all.
Philly can score. Boston is better than you anyway.
Did you see that dunk Mitchell had the other night?
Yes. If you play defense like that in the postseason, you're not going to be around for long.
No. No. But it's, I mean, when they play, and Raymond knows this, he's at every single game, when they actually lock down and play good defense, it makes their offense so much better, too, because they're out in transition.
Right.
They're stuck in the half court.
They're a good team offensively. I mean, Grimes shot lights out last
night. Grimes was good last night, yeah.
Right, he was excellent. RJ had a good night. Yeah, Randall was quiet. No, he was 16.
Right? Yeah, 15 points.
15?
Yeah, but he's coming off 57.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying 120 points should be enough to win that game. Should be.
Last two games, you scored enough points to win both games.
Yeah, 134 and 120, yeah. And you've lost both by, not by a possession.
No, you lost last night by 7, and you lost the other one by 6.
Yeah, 140, 134.
Yeah.
Not good. Let's go to Dan in Saratoga. Dan, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan.
How are you? You've called before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've called multiple times.
Yeah,
but I used to call on your Saturday show, too. But pivoting to baseball, if I could, quick. Mm-hmm. I saw that ESPN came out today with the top 100 players list. Now, I don't know if it's excluding pitchers or not, but I kind of have a problem with it.
Well, you can't go through the list and figure out if it's excluding pitchers or not? Is there a pitcher on the top 100?
No, it's only showing me the top 10, and there's no pitchers on it. But besides that, so I'm a big Yankees fan, but you're not going to be my problem. I'm actually kind of upset there's no Mets on the top 10.
Who would be a top 10 Met?
Sandy Alcantara's 11, so there's pitchers in the top.
Okay. Alcantara is terrific.
I would put, like, maybe Pete Alonso number 9 or 10.
No.
You know, I mean, they got Nolan Arenado at 10.
Nolan Arenado is better than Pete Alonso.
Nolan Arenado's a stud.
Is he? But here's
first
my question.
First Met is Lindor at 17.
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, my question is this. They have, obviously, Ohtani's number 1, which is fine. But then they have Trout 2, and they have Judge 3. But I know it's small. I would put Judge 2 and Trout 3. No? Or am I reaching that?
I think if you put Judge 2 and Trout 3, I'd be fine. If you have Trout 2 and Judge 3, I'm fine. I don't think either one is.
Okay, so they're interchangeable?
Yeah, okay.
I think after the season that, listen, I think Mike Trout is awesome. And even, you know, a season where he was hurt last year, still had 40 bombs. Like, he's special.
And he missed time last year,
right,
too.
Right, yeah. He had some injuries last year. But, I mean, the season that Aaron Judge just came off of, like, this would be the time where you put him at 2.
Yeah, but you can't have, and thanks, that was a good call. I didn't even see this list. This is an interesting list now. So Machado's 4, Freddie Freeman 5, Soto, God, the Padres are loaded, huh? is 6, Julio Rodriguez is 7.
Stud.
He's a young stud. Trey Turner is 8, Mookie Betts 9, Arenado 10, and then, like you mentioned, Alcantara is 11, Goldschmidt 12, Jose Ramirez is a big-time player in Cleveland, is 13, Acuna Jr. 14, Yordan Alvarez, who's awesome, 15, Vlad Guerrero 16, I'll go through 20, Lindor 17, Austin Riley, 18. Garrett Cole is 19. And Rafael Devers checks in at 20.
Now look who's 21.
21 is Real Muto, who they could have had. 22, Verlander, which I think is fair. Carlos Correa is 24.
26, Nola. I'm giving you the names of the players.
Scherzer's 27.
Players that are in our division.
Alonso's 29. Right, so the Mets, they get a... Max Fried is 32. Wheeler's 33. Mets have so many guys that were once their property on this list.
You know, but look at the list and look at the teams. Look at the players that are in our division.
This division
Braves, Phillies,
filthy.
Us?
Filthy. I don't even think Miami's going to be bad.
Like Max Fried is 32nd. Like, I mean
that's...
Wheeler's 33.
The Braves have a tremendous talented team. Tremendous.
Look at Philly's lineup.
Between Schwarber and Turner and Harper,
you get Harper
and
Real back.
Muto, it is terrifying, isn't it? Absolutely terrifying. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Hi, Tom in the Bronx. Good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, fellas. So let's say Rodgers is a lock to come to New York. I think his best chance at a weekly is on your show. I mean,
I don't even think it's a question.
Should be, Tom.
I think that's definitive. Rick knows him. Rick has hung out with Rodgers before.
Okay, you've done ayahuasca with Rodgers. That's good.
I would do it. Whatever the Jets fans need us to do, we'll do.
Don't you get like?
What if he says to us, "Hey, I want to do a weekly, but we're gonna have to bring the show to my place, and we're gonna do a little ayahuasca before." You say no?
I don't.
Who says no to that?
Well, let me just tell you this honestly. I'm not familiar with everything about ayahuasca. What exactly is it?
It's
a hallucinogen. Yeah. So I'm going to hallucinate. So I'm going to do an interview on the air when I'm hallucinating. So I can see like heads bobbling against the wall.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe not that. But with the future Hall of Famer. Be awesome.
But then don't I purge? Like
no,
I
don't think
diarrhea.
That was part of... No. I think that was part of the whole cleanse.
RJ, do you know about ayahuasca?
Nothing about it.
Google it. I think that was the cleanse he was doing.
So
it
wasn't the cleanse made him regurgitate?
Yes, that was part of the cleanse. Get all the toxins out of your body. You would do it. Come on. Don't make me do it by myself.
I would do it for the show and for you, but I'm not a drug guy.
No. I'm not a drug guy either. I'm just saying.
But you're very quick to. What benefit do I get out of this? He's not going to my team. He's not my quarterback.
He's on our show.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no way Kay would do it.
No chance.
No way.
Don would.
Don wouldn't even need Aaron Rodgers.
He might. That's maybe why he coughs all the time.
You think?
You never know.
It's possible.
Ripping bong hits
before
Don, the
show. Don wouldn't need Rodgers to do ayahuasca. Don would just do ayahuasca.
Yeah.
And they're passing it out at Peter's wedding.
Mesk?
Yeah. Oh, he's a big drug guy.
No, I didn't say mess. I said mesk.
Mesk. Yeah. He's a big drug guy.
Right.
Yeah. Big drug guy.
I've dropped acid. I've taken meth.
Oh my God.
You can hear Kay's voice, the disdain. Kay's done none of that.
Well, Kay's an angel.
He won't even need ketchup.
He's an angel.
That's what Cuber was saying when I was tripping on mesk in 84.
My dingbats.
What does that mean Cubert was saying?
It's the game, Cubert.
The video game?
The video game was talking to him when he was tripping.
I remember Cubert. You used to jump on the little, little boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I like that game. All right. So let me give you the update here. Host sadness. It's tight.
How tight?
Almost 2,400 votes. I'm up just shy of 56% to 44%.
Ooh.
Oh, it's tight.
It's narrowing.
You got less than 30 minutes to vote. I'm going to go with a big retweet in a little bit to really hammer home the point. But vote for me.
There's no other choice.
You have to vote for me. Don has really...
He doesn't like people.
...crushed himself this week.
Right.
He doesn't like people. If you're listening to this show right now, Don doesn't care for you.
He doesn't like you.
He likes... his own kind more than he likes our people.
He doesn't have any respect.
You're high right now, right? You have to be.
Vote for me. And I like Don.
You old stupid man, get lost.
1-800-919-3776 to get involved, yes?
Did you see any of the Ohio State Pro Day yesterday?
No.
I wanted to ask you this because I saw it. RG, did you see any of it?
No? Stroud?
Yeah, did you see any of the Pro Day?
A little bit.
I saw the Giants were there in full force.
Right.
Yeah.
Sandy, I'll ask you, are we back? Are we together again? Did you watch any of the Ohio State Pro Day?
I did not. Okay. I did not.
Did you see what Josh McCown said to Stroud after?
Mm-mm.
He goes, we should play some horse. And Stroud says, yeah, well, there's a hoop over here. He goes, no. Once you get settled in Charlotte and find a place, we'll find a court. But he said it like right where there's cameras.
And it was picked up.
And I was like, is that, Are they just going to be blatantly?
Well, why do they care if that's who they're going to take?
Well, I don't know. Is it part of like this is lying season? Is that like?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because they brought everybody. I think Carolina brought 11 people.
I think Seattle had a lot of guys
to
too.
The pro day.
Yeah, Seattle had a lot. Giants had
and
a bunch.
And then the Giants are all over the
Smith,
receiver
Njigba.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exciting.
He wore a Giants hat out.
Did he?
Yeah,
he knows where it's at.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
You're not going to get him at 25, though, you think?
No. But I don't know.
If people put too much into his 40 times.
By the way, you should have seen what Santiago did. I saw this, Raymond. Somebody said, would you give up 26 for Dexter Lawrence? And Raymond's like, oh, yeah, I think we should do that deal.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, well,
in a
really,
heartbeat, I would.
He was asking it like it was a double,
of course I would.
Of course you would. All right, RJ, sorry to leave you almost no time. Go ahead with the stuff you missed.
See ya! The you missed.
All right. Hang on a second.
All right.
500 votes just went in, and now
no.
I'm losing.
Stop.
Swear.
You're lying.
Okay. Santi.
Yep. They're
yep.
Huge,
they just poured in.
Huge jump.
Mm-hmm. It was 55 to 44.
Yeah, I saw
change.
50, almost 56 to 44. He just got a 500 vote boost.
Yeah, we've been watching it.
I'm not lying, right? Raymond, he just got a 500 vote boost.
Call LaGreca right now.
We've been watching the entire time.
RJ, call LaGreca. I want to know who's responsible. This has to be Nancy because LaGreca doesn't handle his own funds.
So Don has retweeted it, which is interesting.
Uh-huh. But he retweeted it hours ago.
It has an even 1,000 more than the other.
Yep.
But to be fair,
it had way more votes from the get-go.
Jumped by 500 votes.
It just jumped by about 500.
In
correct.
Seconds.
It was at about 23 something or 22 something, and now
it's at 2,800.
And yeah, Don retweeted it some time ago.
Right. So there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah,
you guys are gonna have to figure it out. But I'm just saying that I am. Like Mark Cuban is protesting that game from last night. I also am.
We've planned against this. Don't worry. You're fine.
Okay.
Yep. No other verified retweets in the time. So we will sort that out.
That's good mask.
So you mentioned the Mavs did lose to the Warriors by 2 last night, but Dallas protesting the outcome of the game. Dave, you watched this. Mark Cuban said the refs initially awarded possession to the Mavs, changed it to the Warriors, didn't tell anyone, led to an uncontested dunk by Kevon Looney. Should tell you, though, the last successful protest of a game in the NBA came in 2008.
What was that? Do you know what that was?
I don't. I can find out, though. So it's been some time.
It was what they did last night was embarrassing, the officials.
Eric Spoelstra, fourth coach in NBA history to win at least 700 games with one team. I'm guessing you would know the first one is Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
Care to guess the others? Two more. Have won more than 700
Red Auerbach.
Games. Yep, 795 with Boston.
Why are we doing that?
That's very sad. And one more.
One more.
Never won a title. Very well known, though. Long time with one team. Very, very long time.
Jerry Sloan.
Yeah, well done.
This is what I do.
Good work. John Morant back yesterday off the bench. 17 points. A 5-point win over the Rockets. And the aforementioned loss by the Mavs mean the Grizzlies have clinched the Southwest Division. Off to the playoffs officially. Lakers beat the Suns 122-111. Lakers attempted 46 free throws as opposed to 20 for the Suns. Monty Williams not happy about it. Joel Embiid, current MVP favorite, didn't play in the second half of a Sixers win in Chicago. Mild right calf tightness. James Harden sat out altogether. But both expected to be back for Friday against the Warriors. A lot of basketball news. Paul George going to miss 2 weeks with a sprained right knee. Zion Williamson cleared for on-court activity. Will be reevaluated in 2 weeks, so that game continues. Karl Anthony Towns back last night for the T-Wolves. 22 points, 4 boards back. They win over the Hawks. He's back for the first time in, I think, 4 months. So good to see him out there. Nationals over the Yankees 5-2. Clark Schmidt, 3 earned over 3 2/3. Mets lose to the Astros 5-2. Kodai Senga gives up 2/4. That not the story of yesterday for the Mets, though. Francisco Alvarez, not shockingly, goes down to AAA Syracuse. He struggled this spring, 3-28 in 14 games.
That's not good.
Did you catch what Buck Showalter told SNY, though? He said he would not be surprised if Alvarez spends most, if not all, of the season in the minors. He says Alvarez has a chance to be a September call-up. That was his outlook on his season.
I guess we're not going to have him for the entirety of the season.
Surprise me.
How old is he, though? 21?
Did you hear Vogelbach yesterday?
No.
Well, they had him on a hot mic?
Oh, no. What did he say?
He hit the ball to the right of second, and the second base made a nice play. And I can't buy a bleeping hit right now.
Yeah, he was upset.
Yeah.
But you know what? Save it for next week.
Do we still need a bat?
Yeah.
Stand by.
One week from today, by the way.
Baseball.
It was in my open 1 week.
I know.
It was. Week. Jose Altuve, successful surgery, but will not resume baseball activities for at least 2 months after the right thumb hit by a pitch in the World Baseball Classic. Connor McDavid, 60 goals. He wins yesterday over the Coyotes.
Off the goalie's head.
Yep, Coyotes are a very bad hockey team. And sad, hate to end on sad news, but Foster Moreau, free agent tight end, following a physical with the Saints, diagnosed with cancer. So we all send our best to the free agent tight end, who obviously going to take some time away from football.
You saw how this happened, though, right? So he had no idea. He went for a physical with the Saints, and they came back like, I think you have cancer.
Yeah, that happened with when he got traded to the basketball player that got traded to Indianapolis.
Oh,
to Indiana.
Caris LeVert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same and thing.
Terrible.
Tip of the hat to Ray Dinahan, who sent this to me. That was a Heat-Hawks game, the last overruled, or the last, I guess, upheld protest in the NBA. Shaq was incorrectly ruled to have 6 fouls when he only had 5. So they went back, reviewed it, and changed that.
They
and,
showed the referee point that it was possession going the other way, and then all of a sudden it turned into the Warriors ball.
It was terrible.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you see what's happened now. Obviously, there's a cheating scandal. RJ and Raymond are going to have to get involved. Don has taken a 51.5% to 48.5% lead.
I told you earlier you should have chanted stop the count.
Over 3,000 votes have now poured in, so you'll have to figure it out.
They seem overwhelmed at the moment.
What are you guys...
RJ seemed overwhelmed.
What are you thinking?
The polls are crashing.
Well, here's the thing. I keep watching it, and the votes keep coming in, and... Don is now pulling away.
Oh no!
So even if there was a vote dump, I'm watching it now increase by 50 votes, 100 votes, whatever. And now Don, the percentages keep tilting in his favor.
All right, so let me just see if I understand this now. Last week when what's his face Pat O'Keefe ran in front of
why do you need to call him what's his face?
I forgot his name for a second. Ran in front of Kay. You're like no, that was obvious cheating. Today, when there's obvious cheating, now you're like, well, no, they've systematically been moving up by 20 or 50 votes at a time.
Well,
why?
The Pat O'Keefe jump was by 1,000.
Well, no, it's because you don't think that Pat O'Keefe has any business.
That's what it is.
Beating Michael.
You set him up as a sacrificial lamb. They shocked the world.
Voting.
Like Princeton. You know what you should do? Go tonight, say Princeton, you're not going to play. Arizona's going to play.
The voting increased by 1,000 in minutes.
And look at this. You've just gotten 700 votes in like 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
The votes are piling in.
Well, when you cited fraud, there were roughly, 2,400 votes.
I don't care.
I hear a lot of excuses as to why Dave's going to lose this.
Do whatever you need to do. All I'm saying is this.
This is taking a real
turn. You're either an American or you're not. Because Don has made it very... first of all, he rooted for Japan in the World Baseball Classic. That's for starters. Okay? He's a big Otani guy. He was rooting for the strikeout. He celebrated that. It was awful. But that's fine. Don doesn't like the listening audience at this point. All right, he's made it perfectly clear that anybody involved with the company, and the company better get to work now. You have about 12 minutes, because it looks like RJ, in a weaselly manner, is going to say, well, it looks like it was legitimate, and we're going to allow Don to win. Get out there and vote.
He's a plant.
Get out there and
where,
vote.
We know where his allegiance really lies.
Well, here's the other problem, though. Mm-hmm. Don retweeted the poll in the last, X amount of time.
He retweeted the poll hours ago.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, it's very true.
I don't think it is.
It's very true. It's fine. RJ, you do what you need to do. Because you've already made it perfectly clear what you're going to do.
Are we all happy now? Are we all happy?
You're Keisho at heart.
Right.
And that's fine.
Yeah, you're talking about, are we going to move the final to Friday? Just jinxing just all
you're,
over.
You're Keisho at heart, and you're going to allow Don to steal this vote, and you're going to be able to put your head on the pillow, and if you can sleep, then fine.
That's not true.
It's 100% true.
We're continuing to monitor the situation.
The situation. How many votes in that other matchup?
A little under 2,000.
Oh, okay. And there you go. So there's an extra 1,000 votes in my matchup against
Don. Well, you were 500 ahead regardless, even before this.
I'm not going to argue with you because you're never going to take my side.
The LaGreca-Rothenberg vote had a lot more from the get-go, though. Like from the
1,000 more votes?
No, it progressively got larger as the morning went on.
1,000 more votes?
Listen, a penalty...
Now it's 1,000.
We're backtracking information. A penalty is under consideration. We have a little more homework to do.
Oh, have you found... You've stumbled upon something?
I don't trust the committee at this point.
Have you stumbled upon something which makes it look nefarious for LaGreca?
Listen, everything is under consideration.
Okay.
It's an ongoing investigation.
Here's what I'm going to do.
If you look at the pattern, though...
I'm going to leave it at this.
But, Dave, if you look at the pattern of what happened last year...
Same exact thing. I had a comfortable lead. All of a sudden, snap of the finger, boom, he runs out to a lead.
Last year was way worse because last year, there was an explosion.
Last year, I think he wound up with...
there was an explosion.
I think there was like 7,000 votes. So there's clearly votes were purchased. This year, they're smarter. The LaGreca's are smarter. Because they've systematically figured out how to do this, and look, I give them credit for it. And it's a desperation. I respect the will to win, but this is cheating.
Yeah, but I mean, this is at a certain point. I mean, there's something to be said about fair play, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
I mean, I thought you guys were friends, and that it should be best man wins, no?
Well, it's obvious that he's willing to do whatever it takes, which I kind of respect.
No, really.
It's a desperation.
Do you?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Well, you could have told me that.
What do you mean?
I would have started dumping votes for you.
You would have?
I would have bought some.
Well, you got 9 minutes.
Oh, no, but now it seems pretty. I just admitted it. Can't go do it now.
It doesn't matter. Don does it. Nobody cares. RJ's like, well, not going to make a difference. Unfortunately, I saw 20, 40, 70 votes trickling in. So, you want to hear from Keyshawn Johnson, KJM?
Yeah.
You're going to like it. You're not going to like it.
Why?
Here's what he says. Here's what he says about the Jets this season.
They not paying this dude and bringing this dude in to make the playoffs. They're bringing him in to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. And Aaron Rodgers, as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, of course, he needs a Super Bowl. But if you're acquiring him to the New York Jets, it's to win the Super Bowl.
That's it. If you're acquiring him and you're the New York Jets, it's to win the Super Bowl. That's it.
Yeah, I don't think that's groundbreaking.
That's Keyshawn.
Yeah, I don't think it's groundbreaking either.
How about Sal Pal? Want to hear Sal Pal?
Yeah.
Here he is on what the Jets would be with Rodgers.
Right away, they are in the playoff conversation. They are in the conversation to win the division, to dethrone the Bills, to leapfrog over Miami, to keep the Patriots in the basement, but most important, to get back to a possible Super Bowl that they haven't seen since we put a man on the moon.
That's such an awful thing. They haven't been to the Super Bowl since we put a man on the moon.
It's not very nice. I don't think he needed to throw that in there.
It felt unnecessary.
The extra effect.
Is what it felt like.
The shot.
But, he, I mean, whether you like it or not, that's going to be your expectation. That's going to be your expectation. Is that your Jets need to... You just heard Sal Pal talking about it.
They're I don't care what they say.
Dethrone Buffalo.
It's fine. It doesn't make. I mean, I don't... listen, I respect Sal Pal and I respect Keyshawn and everyone else. I get what it is. I mean, I understand why you're doing it. You haven't made the playoffs in 12 years. Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
You flip the script immediately. That's what
you're
you do.
You're now in that conversation. I'm just of the mindset. I don't think that necessarily puts you in that same upper echelon of teams in the AFC right away.
So, are, in your mind, you're clearly behind. I mean, look at this offense.
You haven't seen it yet.
Is the defense better than Buffalo?
Yes.
Okay. Your quarterback's going to take an upgrade where he's, you know, right there with Allen. Maybe a step behind, but not far. You're going to have more weapons.
Yeah, you'll have weapons. You also have a new system.
Okay.
I mean, offensive line's not fixed yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
You got to figure it's going to be fixed as the season hits, no?
Yeah, they're going to have to fix it for sure. I just don't, I mean, I'm not trying to run away from the expectations at all, by any means. But I just don't think that you go from 0 to 100 just like that. Tampa, I know they won the Super Bowl, but didn't go from 0 to 100.
It took them a minute.
It took them a minute. So you got a team with a new offensive coordinator, a new quarterback, a bunch of new weapons. I mean, Lazard, Hardman, we'll see what happens with Odell. A couple new offensive linemen, you have a new center. So it's going to take a minute. And now do you get, I mean, and I keep going back to this, is they'll make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, epic failure. I mean, unbelievably, okay, I'll be inconsolable. They'll make the playoffs. Hopefully they win the division, host a playoff game, win a playoff game. If all of a sudden now it's Cincinnati or it's Kansas City and it's a back and forth shootout and Joe Burrow has the ball and they kick a field goal to win.
I agree.
I mean,
if you lose the game 31-28 because you get beaten by Joe Burrow in the closing moments and they kick a field goal, it happened to New England. It happens to really good football teams.
But the reason why you do it, they're not wrong, is because you want to make the playoffs first and foremost. You want to win the division. And you want to put yourself, at the very least, in the conversation to have a chance to win a Super Bowl. And Aaron Rodgers does that. It doesn't mean you're not guaranteeing yourself a Super Bowl. I mean, listen, if you told me today that it wasn't Aaron Rodgers and we just signed somehow, we traded for Patrick Mahomes, and you said, you got to make the AFC Championship, I'd be like, you know what, you're right, because that's all Patrick Mahomes does. Ends up in the AFC Championship game. That's not who Aaron Rodgers has been.
It's not.
He's been...
That's going to be the expectation.
But that's not who he's been. Right or wrong?
That is accurate.
That's right.
That is accurate.
So that'll have to change.
But everybody looks at Green Bay having failed.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right? So if you don't get to a certain spot, people are going to look at this and say, the Jets have failed. When you look at Aaron Rodgers over the last 5 years in the postseason in Green Bay...
It hasn't been good.
It's been a D.
It hasn't been good.
It's been a bad grade.
Okay, but it also wasn't a team that hadn't been to the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers won them a Super Bowl. They were winning 13 games a year. They were hosting playoff games. They hosted an NFC Championship game. We've done none of those recently.
I understand.
None of them.
I understand. But you know what? You get Rodgers, you get Beckham, you keep that 13th pick, you add offensive line. There's not going to be, let's get in and make some noise. You heard Keyshawn. You heard Sal Pal.
Here's the final thing I'll say about this. I'll agree with what you just said because I've been fighting like hell against it. I'll agree with what you just said if it's one and done. If this is it.
Oh, if he comes in 1 year.
And then it's over.
And then you blow the whole thing up?
If you get to the point, you win a playoff game, you lose a close one to Joe Burrow, but we already know he's coming back. It's okay. Good first step.
Right.
Then we'll ramp up. Then we'll wrap up that whole Super Bowl conversation the next year.
All right, let's take a break. Calls are lining up. They got to figure out this mess because more votes have poured, like another 500 votes have now poured in.
No.
So I don't know that this is legitimate.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
RJ and Raymond, you have your work cut out for you right here.
We see what's happened.
I mean, come on.
We're going to be doing a lot of math back here.
I mean, now it's over. It's now 4,200 votes.
Listen, it's obvious what's happened here.
I mean,
it's obvious.
You guys are gonna have
here.
To figure it out. It's nope. Obvious that Don has some kind of a teenage.
He's got a bot.
This is a teenage kid that's working for him.
I don't think that this is Don's doing. I think that there's nefarious things going on in the Twitterverse.
Here's what I don't get.
Yep.
Here's what I don't get. So clearly, this is someone that's on Don's side. Probably
anti-Dave.
Yeah, or anti the company.
Either way.
Right. Anti the company is another possibility.
Not a great look.
Terrible look.
If Don just runs, he's been nasty, blocking people in the company. Awful. Wants Lonnie out.
Don doesn't like people.
Don's running a nasty campaign.
Don is not a people person.
Anti-people.
Right. He's anti-people.
Which would lead you to believe it can't be a person. It's a bot. Not anti-bot.
What are you going to say, RJ? What are you going to say?
Here's what I can tell you.
Uh-huh.
Here's how this is going to go. So I was watching it like a hawk.
That sounds like me, doesn't it? like a hawk.
That was very Dave in the delivery.
After Absolutely. We were tipped off to the jump, I factor in the power of a Don LaGreca retweet, over 100,000 followers. This is all tabulated in the thought process. I give credit. Maybe votes could jump 300-400 in a 5-minute span. Maybe, if everything breaks right. But no votes on Dave's side. The scales totally flipped in the last half hour.
None. Not one vote. He retweeted.
Call Don, please.
He retweeted.
Why
is this a Don?
I want to see what he has to say about this. Is he happy? I mean,
he's happy. Well, he's buying bots. Of course he's happy. This is what he does.
Is this how he wants to win?
He's a bot. He's a bot buyer.
I'm calling him right now.
Well, here's how this is going to go, though. So 41-76, your total votes. There will be a 1,000 vote penalty assigned to Don LaGreca.
And in that case,
Dave is moving on.
So it's over.
That's what we've decided.
That's what we've decided.
That's right. Because so Don cheated. How do you think he lives with himself?
I don't know that it was Don. Here's what I will say, though. If somebody was stuffing the ballot boxes, they gave it away with the second surge.
He's calling Don.
It jumped again.
The phone.
It jumped again almost
Don's
a thousand.
Don's up. Don's
with the kids.
He's up. Of course he's up. It's 9:50 in the morning.
You're accusing him of not answering the phone.
But Don's got to be awake by now. Yes, of course.
Hello.
This man used to sleep till
Donald,
noon.
Donald, you're on the radio.
Hey, hi, radio.
Dave, say hi to Don.
Hi, Don.
I've heard there's a negative spin campaign against me. I love it. I love the aggression. I love the fact that you want to win so badly.
I respect what you've done with this whole.
Donald, we have a big cheating scandal here, Donald. Yeah.
What happened now?
Well,
buying votes.
Someone on your side is buying lots of votes. So we initially had Dave winning big, and then you make a late surge. You retweeted. We all of a sudden, fishy, we get 500 votes just naturally, just boom, drop. Now it's tied. We're, 5 minutes past. We have how many votes for his?
He just received about 1,000 votes.
You just received 1,000 votes. All votes for you, none for Dave.
Oh, jeez. See, why would they take the fun out of this? I'm not asking people to do this. Why would people vibe vote? What's the matter with you people?
They love you. And they hate Dave.
He has people with deep pockets.
Lots of money behind him.
Yes.
Listen, the Michael K. Show is very corporate. You know that. We got the Yankees behind us. There's a lot.
You know what? They do. They have the full Yes Network behind them.
This is what's happened.
This is what it is.
A lot of big Fortune 500 money gets behind the K.
Goldman Sachs is involved now.
Hedge fund money.
It all makes. You know what? Like they say, follow the money.
So how do we want to handle this, Donald?
They already said
no. But let's have Donald in on it. How does he? He could do the gentlemanly thing and just Bow out.
Why can't you know what? If 1,000 votes were bought for me, even though I had nothing to do with it, then I'm going to take a knee.
Oof. He's a man of integrity.
You know what?
Dave is a better talk show host than me anyway.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm going to bow out. I'm going to give my concession speech. I appreciate everybody that legitimately voted for me, but Dave's a good man. He's a good talk show host. He's pound for pound the best talk show host on the station.
Wow.
And I love the man.
Oh.
He will do great this year and move on, and I hope he wins the whole thing.
Thank you. You know what?
What a man.
Don, I felt the way before about you because I was uncertain, haven't talked to you in quite a while, but that was my own misstep. I feel guilty for having thought that of you. I apologize to you live here on the air. I accept your concession, and I will do everything in my power to carry the platform that you and I have kind of forged together forward in the host sadness.
Just carry it with respect, okay?
Of course I will.
We're all counting on you.
Thank you, Don. Have a great day. Love you.
I love you more.
Okay,
thank
bye.
Thank you, Don.
Take care, guys.
Bye. And there you have it. All right.
The platform that we've created.
That's right.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's right.
That was a word salad.
What do you mean word salad? That's the platform we've created. I felt like I took shots at him. I feel guilty. I got so caught up in the politics of the whole thing. That's what happened.
Dave Rothenberg is the true politician than anyone on this station.
Yeah, right.
So I win.
I win. That
wasn't necessarily a compliment.
No.
I win. Was not. But that's it, right? That is not defined.
I feel better about that, though.
I respect the fact that he took the knee.
Yeah, well, yeah,
we looped him in. He took the knee. He admitted he yeah, good. That's good. All right,
that's a man of integrity.
You hear him?
RJ, is that a sword?
Oh, God. That's a sword?
It's a sword.
Can you make sure I'm out of the studio before you start taking it?
Bring that in.
No, I don't know. Please.
This is from the Selmans. This is from All American Ford.
I love All American Ford. I don't need a sword being brought.
Open this thing.
You gotta bring a sword. RJ, you're gonna chop off a limb. I don't want any part of this. I'm gonna go to Jay in Newark. Good morning, Jay. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it. What's up, buddy?
Man, just a quick question because, you know, I'm a Jet fan and I'm like everyone else patiently waiting for Aaron to get in and now I'm hearing OBJ. My question is simple for you guys. If they do come up short, well, first two-part question. Who has more pressure on them to win? Aaron Rodgers when he gets here or Coach Sala? And if they do come up short, who do you guys think will get the brunt of the blame?
Aaron Rodgers. 100%. Yeah, it's going to all be on Aaron Rodgers. Coach Sala, and I think he's a good coach, and I think he has a potential to be a very good coach. He's expendable. Aaron, I mean, you have the star
that
quarterback.
Very loud on air, by the way.
What are you doing? I mean, the lack of respect towards the show is amazing. You couldn't have waited till the show was off. Keep that away from me.
It's an actual sword.
It's a samurai sword. Keep it away from me.
I told you it was a sword.
I mean, only you would start opening this up and making all that loud noise on the air.
Feel how heavy this thing
no,
is.
No, I don't want any involvement.
Touch the sword. Feel how heavy it is. Feel how heavy it is. No, hold it by the handle.
I don't need to hold it by the handle. It's not that heavy. I'm very strong.
It's a katana.
All right.
Is that what this is?
Raymond, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
So, Rick, can you tell me what that is right there that you're holding?
It's a katana.
Who's it from?
Oh. But what? The sword? Who's it from?
Who's it from? Give a shout out here.
The Selmans just gave it
to you. Yeah, the Selmans. The All-American Ford people gave it to you. So, thank them again for the gift.
Thank you for the gift.
It's beautiful. It's a katana?
Katana.
Katana.
There you go.
It's a sword. It's a samurai sword.
Number 2.
Host sadness. We got through the controversy. We will declare Dave the winner and a gracious, gracious loser in Don LaGreca. We love Don.
He really was a gentleman.
And I will tell you, that, Dave, I did vote for you early on. Okay.
Did you?
So, yes.
All right. Good.
And it wasn't even a thought.
You're back.
Number 1.
Might be the funniest segment in the history of this program. Go check it out on the show Twitter page, DR on ESPN. Roy Firestone, Siegfried and Roy, magical floating tigers. It had it all. You might never laugh as hard.
It really was unbelievable. If you didn't hear it earlier today, go listen to that. At a minimum, that one segment. All right, if Sword Boy here can take away for just a moment, it's Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and
Siegfried and Roy
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.